to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILA.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Dave Benton and Scott Eckersley. The Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Tom Crawford on a recruiting visit with his son Cody up at Saginaw Valley State, and we'll talk with him a little bit later in the show. Dave, we talk a lot of college football and spent some time on the high schools this morning, but we haven't touched on the National Football League and the Detroit Lions. Matthew Stafford down again. Does he have Charles Rogers disease?
It certainly seems like it at this point, don't you? And you know what's interesting? One of my best friend's wife's is she's a physical therapist, and she was saying that once you get that grade 3 separation, basically any time you get hit, there's a very good chance that you're going to separate it again. And so at this point, I mean, she said with him rolling over, the rollover that he had that separated that time, that could happen every single time he gets knocked down from now on, which is not good news. And it's really a shame because the Lions, honestly, that first half against the Jets, besides the Braylon Edwards touchdown at the end of the half, was the best half of football I've seen them play probably in 5 or 6 years. You know, they looked really good.
Yeah, they were very good. I talked to Billy Rademacher, who was a player on the Jets Super Bowl team with Joe Namath. I saw him last night, and he was shaking his head about the Lions. And, you know, of course, he's a Jets guy, but he said, you know, Lions are really getting better.
Just yeah, they are.
Show
and they're starting to get that edge, too, to them that you saw in that game. They're trash-talking, they're making stops, and they're celebrating afterwards. They're starting to believe that they're a good team. And then you saw it just completely deflate as soon as Stafford went out again.
Anytime you need your defensive tackle to make an extra point, that's probably not a good sign.
Really, he was the best option.
Well, I heard he actually won the kicking job in the preseason. But, so it's not like they just, it's not like they said, oh, well, you've played soccer before, which some people were saying. I guess he actually is the backup or was the backup.
And I can see that with practice kicks, but if you're not going to get a practice kick, I'd honestly rather send Nick Harris out there than I would Ndamukong Suh. Yeah. Nothing against Suh. You know, and it ended up I'm not sure that ended up costing him the game. I'm not sure. I think that incomplete pass by Stafford or by Stanton probably sealed their fate because they would have wasted an extra 40 seconds there.
And don't forget the dumbest penalty you'll see in a while.
Yeah, that was awful.
I blame MSU.
That was not a good fourth quarter for the Spartans. Julian Peterson normally doesn't make plays like that. That was very uncharacteristic of him. And, you know, the whole Stanton thing, I thought it was a strange call. I would have probably run a quarterback draw in that situation. But if I was going to try a waggle pass, a bootleg on that, the first thing I would have told Drew Stanton or reminded him, if it's not there,
run.
Just hit the ground and take the 8-yard loss. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not going to kill you.
The 40 seconds was more important at that point than the 4 yards.
The one thing they could not do other than turn the ball over right on the spot was to stop the clock.
Mm-hmm.
And so they basically gave the Jets an extra timeout.
And the Jets had handed them that beforehand by calling those two timeouts when the Lions were in the red zone. They'd handed them that opportunity.
And that is really the Lions' modus operandi. They have found amazing ways to lose games and refuse the generosity of teams over the years. So that's a perfect example. We'll be right back with more, the Jack and Tom Show.